the three of us are probably living in the wrong side of town. You've heard that song, West End Girls, East End Boys?
Yes.
This side of the track, that side of the track?
Yes.
The three of us are on the wrong side of the track. However, we do have a gentleman on the phone right now, Adil Danani. He's a real estate agent. He's on the right side of the track.
Ooh.
What's it like over there, Adil? Is it nice?
Good morning, Tom.
Thank you for offering to do this. I do appreciate it. The Royal LePage 2016 Luxury Property Report just came out a while ago. What's it telling us this year?
The report was just released this week on Thursday morning, and what it outlines is Vancouver continues to be a real hotspot for foreign capital. A lot of international buyers are still seeing it as a really attractive destination for a number of reasons.
What are considered to be the luxury areas of town? I was making a joke with Fern and Bill a little while ago. Like, I grew up for a while. I lived on West 2nd in the 4500 block, and up the street was Drummond Drive, and of course, as kids, we weren't allowed to go up there because that's where the elite people live.
I think there are a lot of nice neighborhoods in the city. But in terms of price points, I would say some of the more elite tier one neighborhoods, you're looking at Point Grey, Kitsilano, for detached homes, and then, of course, the lovely areas of Coal Harbor and False Creek if you're looking for luxury high-end condos.
So it's not just single-family homes that we're looking at in this report?
Kind of a broad look at all different types of buyers, all different types of foreign buyers, and essentially where they're deciding to invest their money.
Mm-hmm.
They're investing money downtown is really a good idea. And the condos down there are, actually, I spent some time in Vancouver yesterday driving around. The trees are in full bloom. It's very, very attractive city. I was so proud of our city. You're doing a good job there.
I look at downtown. I mean, if you look at a day like today, I think it epitomizes why Vancouver is ranked as one of the most beautiful cities or livable cities in the world. You look at a place like Coal Harbor, I think the urban planning in that area has been outstanding. Even if you look at the extension of False Creek, what Concord Pacific has done in creating that master plan community with restaurants and cafes and marinas, it's no surprise when people come and visit Vancouver, they fall in love with it.
I can understand single-family homes, say up in the UBC area or down around Southwest Marine Drive, but when we get down to Yale Town, you start looking at those luxury condos, which are not cheap, but no. You have a family, and like you say, Johnny, go outside and play in the traffic, and the traffic is going through your living room.
So the only way they bypass the traffic is if you're on either side of the water. So if you're on False Creek, it gets quieter. If you're on Coal Harbor, it gets even quieter. We had a couple high-end luxury sales. If you look at right on Coal Harbor, we've now breached $3,000 per square foot.
Wow.
There's a building, Three Harbor Green, 277 Thurlow.
Mm-hmm.
We had a condo exchange hands this year for $11 million. It was 3,500 square feet. So when you do the math, we're over $3,000 a square foot now.
Well, I got one of these lineups to go to one of these fancy-dancy condos, you know? There was a few billion bucks, and they thought I was delivering something.
You had to bring a $10,000 check.
I had to bring a $10,000. They wouldn't even let me in the front door, but now I know who to call. I'm calling you after the show, and we're going to go looking for houses, right, Adil?
Done.
So how are these people? We have some lovely, true, we like to poke some fun about the area. It's a wonderful area. People come from all over the world here. How do people find out about our different homes and about the different amenities of the British Columbia Lower Mainland area?
There's a myriad of information available, of course, online. If you're thinking of buying in Vancouver, connecting yourself with great agents obviously goes a long way because they know the ins and outs of the city. And they're able to kind of hold your hand as to the neighborhoods that are going to be the best and most viable investments. We're getting a lot of people coming from all different parts of the world. The story in the past has largely been, you know, mainland China, Hong Kong, but now we're seeing a lot of capital outflows from the Middle East, parts of Europe, and with the Canadian dollar dropping relative to the U.S. dollar, we're seeing a lot of Americans start buying up real estate in Vancouver again.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Is there less buyer's remorse, you think, when somebody spends $54 million on a home as opposed to spending, say, $800,000?
I think we'll have that type of thinking or that type of remorse is more common amongst us than the high net worth.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you're right, too.
I think you're
right.
If you can afford to buy yourself a $25 million house, you don't care.
You don't have remorse, no.
You don't care.
There's been this conversation, too, about Vancouver being a hedge city. We are obviously a beautiful place to live and to invest. People like the idea of it being politically and financially stable, and the diversity of Vancouver is very prominent. But I think there's this conversation around it being a hedge city, where these wealthy individuals around the world are looking for a place where they can park their money and just feel safe about it. Insurance against uncertainty, so to speak.
Is there such a thing as luxury townhomes? I know probably in New York.
In New York, you have the brownstones, mm-hmm. You have the city homes. We do have that. So if you go to the west side, they've built some beautiful luxury townhomes in Shaughnessy. If you want more kind of city living, some of these buildings, what they do is they build a tower, and at the base of the tower, they create these luxury city homes, which are like 2,000 to 3,000 square feet sometimes, with water views, with lovely outdoor patios and spaces. They are available. There are fewer options out there, but they are rare. You can get access to them.
You know, you mentioned Shaughnessy. There's another area of town I drive through the Aspen just to keep going. So it looks like if anybody that owns townhouses could be making a few bucks. Would you come back and talk to us about maybe the townhouse situation, the luxury side of life one of these days, Sadil?
They're selling their homes, having great success, and they're transferring some of that equity into a townhouse or a luxury condo. What's happening is that equity transfer is allowing them to get into these high-end units, which they wouldn't have been able to get into if the house prices weren't where they were. Now we're seeing this surge of cash into the townhouse market and to the luxury condominium market because of these empty nesters and downsizers.
So I imagine if somebody would like to get some more information, if they go to the Royal LePage website, it'll be on there?
Absolutely. You can visit the Royal LePage website or contact your local Royal LePage agents. We'd be more than happy to kind of guide you through the lovely Vancouver market.
And Adil, if somebody would like to get a hold of you personally, what's your telephone number?
I can be reached directly, 604-771-3495. Happy to chat with any of the listeners.
Fantastic. And your telephone number once again is?
604-771-3495.
Fantastic. Are you working today or are you just going to enjoy the sunshine?
Work is nonstop with us. We work and everyone's off.
So. I hear it. Got a mansion, you got to sell it, or you got to go. I'll talk to you real soon, Adil. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you for doing this. Have a great weekend.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah. So It doesn't look like we're going to be buying a luxury home soon.
Well, there you go. You know, some of those, when he's talking about the townhouses on the main floor, that's what I was seeing.
Yeah.
When I was driving around Vancouver yesterday, and they're very nice. Very nice.